G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. For this episode 60 on this show, we delve deep. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We are 60. All sick.
Yes.
We're all ill here. And as you know, at the start of every episode, we like to start talking quietly and then we build up once we have confidence that young Atticus is asleep. We are here in the bunker with our illness, possibly the next virus to take over the globe. Mm. I have decided that it is leprosy that I have.
Mine's AIDS.
And Atticus has swine flu. So we're all doing good, but Addy boy, we filmed last week and then that night he was, thank you, real crook. Oh, I got some flakes.
Bit of fluff on my hubby. I got it, darling. You're right.
I'm a big psoriasy mess.
Me too.
But yeah, no, we've all had the flu, and Addy had bronchitis, the poor little dude. That was horrible.
And in the last video, remember I joked about, oh, he sounds like he's snoring and it sounds like he's sick. He's not sick. Don't stress everyone.
And he was.
He was sick.
He was sick.
He had bronchitis. He still bronchitis. Got it, but he's on the mend. But now I've been sick and now I've passed it on to Isaac.
Claire's got gonorrhea. God,
just to add to the mix.
It's so smelly. Anyway, so Dixon, great to have you here.
You too.
Thanks, babe. There's some things that we need to address, particularly in our love life, that need to be addressed in this video because...
Just going to start straight away.
I'm going to be honest. We had a bit of a day yesterday. We had a bit of an afternoon, actually, that a lot of people would, you know, look at and go, well, that's trouble.
Really,
yeah, she really... She's let loose. She's got a bit, what do you call it? She had a menti boo.
I had a menti boo.
A menti, that's what the kids are calling
menti
it.
Menti boo, that's what they're calling it these days.
So yeah, Dickie had a menti boo yesterday and it was over one of the most outrageous things possible. Mental boo means mental breakdown or mental breakout, as I like to think of it.
Well, I think that's what the Gen Zs are saying. Menti boo. I'm sure I saw it on
Caleb,
TikTok.
Caleb, you're a Gen Z, aren't you?
I'm not a Gen Z, fuck you.
He's not a Gen Z. That's an insult.
Sure he is.
Someone called me a Gen Z and I was like, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
Claire was, yes, there is. You were born in 95. Caleb, what were you, 99?
2000.
2000. You must be a Gen Z.
Nah, surely not.
Let's find out. What does Gen Z start at, K-Dog?
1997 and 2012.
So, okay, so 97 to 2012, you're a Gen Z. So you are a Gen Z.
Damn, fuck.
Actually, that's good because we love Caleb and I've been saying I hate all of them.
Okay, so we like one.
So we've got one. Awesome.
Okay, we've got one and your partner. Okay, so we've got two Gen Zs that we like. Yeah. I keep saying Z and then Z. I need to pick a lane and stick with it.
ZZ top. That's what they call them.
I like that.
Okay, so let me set the mood. Let me set let me set it up for you. Okay, so we're sitting at home.
Am I sitting too far away?
Little bit.
Or is it okay?
You can move in if you wanted to.
I'll move in a little bit.
Do whatever you want. Whatever you're comfortable. I'm a bit too far away at the moment, but I don't want to move the course. By the way, if anyone's in Newcastle and you want to buy these fucking chairs.
We're selling them.
Well, they've got to go.
Are you going to sign them?
No. They're 200 years old. They're French chairs and I paid $1,000 for them.
And we do love
them. They've got to go.
But they've got to go. They're just not, realistic.
They're not it. Anyway, so... Dickie bought a, because Addy's starting to move around a bit. He's starting to get to that moment where he's just about to crawl.
Super exciting.
Are you all right, Caleb? You're looking around the room looking terrified.
He's not liking the lighting.
I don't like the lighting.
What's wrong with the lighting?
Do you want to tweak it?
Let me just fix it. Give me one second.
Hang on. Well, that light's off for starters.
No, that's just like.
That's pointing.
It's all clear.
That's pointing where I am for my shoot.
The world's not ready for that.
That's all right. We'll play on.
Play on?
You reckon?
Well, we're talking. No one gives a shit about it. No, well, you can change the lighting if you want. Change the lighting.
Why are you gaslighting me?
Yeah,
no, I meant do it like you can do it, but don't worry about stopping the video.
Yeah, let the people see.
Let the people see what really... You can check out Caleb's ass as it walks past. As it walks past.
Don't sexualize our friend, Blues.
I keep running into Caleb at the gym too, and he keeps giving me these awkward stares.
I don't know what to do.
I was lifting...
Are we friends outside of the podcast?
No, I don't talk to anyone. Yeah, I was doing bicep curls and he was getting his gym photo taken, like they take a photo.
Like a passport photo.
Pretty much. And so I stared him down while he was getting his photo.
Oh.
And he was very unprofessional.
Shout out to the gym guy who's telling me about how good he is at building terrariums.
Wow, that guy gets all the pussy. I tell you, if you're building terrariums, you're fucking.
I can't even say it. I'm not going to say it.
Terrarium.
Go on, tell the story.
Terrarium.
This coffee is so not it.
No?
I need my pumpkin spice. Continue.
If anyone's listening from America, please send us pumpkin spice coffee. We'll pay for it.
I'll fix you up for it.
No worries. So here we are. Atticus is moving around. So Claire sees on one of her favourite YouTube channels a, what would you call it?
It's a playpen, I guess.
A playpen.
Yes. A big one, but I didn't know it was this big.
It's pretty big. Like it's like the size of like a spa, two spa baths.
Fucking Christ.
Oh God, take it easy.
Sorry, Cuz. Now, leave me alone. Not you. Leave me alone. I'm talking about the people. You haven't got me at my best today.
Lilac's sick.
I don't tell him I'm sick.
No, I don't either. We've been a bit off.
And this monster got up at 5 o'clock, so I'm... Now, Dickie's got this beautiful Hampton-style playpen, which I pull out of the bag, and it's much bigger than I thought. It's like twice the size of this table.
Yes.
Not lengthwise, but widthwise.
Yep, no, probably that's fair.
Lengthwise, two tables width. 1.8 by 1.2, actually. I remember that from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, I put it together. It takes me all of 3 to 4 hours.
So about an hour.
I thought it was one of these pop-up ones.
So did I.
It was like a fucking tent. I spent hours doing it. And I'm really sorry. It was back-breaking work, Claire. Claire? It was brack.
Oh, I really appreciated you doing it.
Brack. Fuck, I cannot speak.
Yeah, you need to have some cold and flu tablets.
I had echinacea and garlic and vitamin C and vitamin D and vitamin K2.
All right.
What else can I do? I'm out of options. So after I had my vitamins and I put together this monstrosity, it's quite big, and we put Addy in it, and Claire decided that was the moment to panic.
I don't know what happened.
You had a moment.
A beast took over my body as soon as we put him in. So this YouTuber I like called Mindy Minx. Oh,
she's
I love
a minx.
I watch her every day, and she's my favorite.
She's not OnlyFans, doesn't she?
She does not. She got this. God, these feel funny. She got this exact playpen for her son, Liam.
Yep.
Anyway, and I'm like, oh, what a great idea. We work from home. It'd be great to, you know, duck to the toilet and be able to put Addy in a playpen when he's crawling so we know he's not going to do anything hurt
himself.
I just
put him in the sink when I go to the toilet.
I put him on the roof. Fair anyway, enough. So I was like, oh, this is really good. It's grey. It's nice and neutral. It had a really nice cushiony mat.
Mm.
Anyway, it wasn't that dear. So I went, oh, fuck it. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
Bought it on Amazon.
Yep.
My weakness. And
we get so many Amazon parcels, it freaks me out.
I'm trying to back off now. I need to lock myself out of
the problem is because we and this isn't an ad for Amazon, but it's really good because we're on Amazon Prime, like the Netflix sort of version of Amazon Prime, that thing. You get free delivery with everything.
Life-changing stuff.
So if you want a $3 packet of fucking tissues, you don't have to pay delivery. So that's just get a box.
That's right.
Anyway, and yes, we've ordered $3 tissues. Because
we've been
one
sick.
Packet, because it was sick.
I forgot them in the Woolies order. Anyway, we're back. Anyway, I'll go
and
back.
I forgot all the sparkling water. Anyway.
Welcome to our lives. Anyway. What a podcast. Anyway, so I got it thinking it was going to be great. We put Addy in it, and it was as if I just saw like news articles in my head.
Racist's like, wife.
Racist's wife throws baby into dog pen.
What'd you
and
throw
I
him
just
in for?
Felt. Like it was wrong. Like I felt in every bit of my being, every fibre of my being, that I did the wrong thing. And I started sweating and getting upset. And I'm looking at how little and beautiful Atticus looks. And he's in this giant big grey square.
Gorgeous.
And I'm going, oh my God, I'm a bad mother. I've put him in a fucking dog pen.
And as dad, I was sitting there going, cool.
But
there
you,
he is.
No, like you were like, oh, look, it's all right. But you were like, it's so fucking big.
It
that
was too
what
big
got
for
you.
Our lounge room. That's what got us. Because we had to push the dining room table out the front of the house.
I just felt like I was going to be sick. And I went, I can't look at this. What have I done? I was so ashamed and angry. And yeah. I was like, oh, my God. I had a full snap. And I went, you piece of shit for getting this.
What made it worse was I actually called docs and they were turning up at the house. They had the house surrounded.
There was a chopper going.
Yeah, there was two choppers and a drone.
God.
They were saying, Dixon, come out with your hands up, you mungle.
But it's so ridiculous because I watch other people with their bubs in these and I'd be like, oh, how cute. Oh, that's so safe. Oh, it's so smart. And then I did it myself and I just went, oh, my God, I cannot do this.
See, we're doing a style of parenting called the Aussie style where you basically just let them rule the roost, like what my parents did with me, all right? You just go, listen, mate, just don't fucking scream, and you can have whatever you want. You want to go run on the road, do it. But just put some shoes on. You know, go and live your life. You'll live your best life. And if you run out on the road and you get cleaned up by a truck, then so be it. But at least you went out doing what you love, playing on the road.
God, no. I know you are. But yeah, so the playpen gave me a little bit of a breakdown. And I'm looking at it and I was like, nah, this has to go. And I might add that I'd had cold and flu tablets 2 days in a row and I'm on a new medication. Didn't think to Google if it...
Yeah, there was an interaction.
There was a bit of an interaction, just being fully honest. And I was real worked up over this playpen.
Because cold and flu's got pseudoephedrine in it, right? Yep. Which is speed, yeah?
That's what fucked me up when I was... I remember I didn't sleep for 2 days.
Oh, yes. Really?
Pseudo, it was because I got addicted to the pseudo in the short term and then couldn't sleep for 2 days.
How many pseudos were you having?
I was having two at night.
For how long?
Ooh. Only for like, it was like maybe 4 days.
You keep feeding me these.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm...
But they won't interact with you.
Well, some people swear by them. They're like, oh, they're awesome. But they fucked me up. I could not sleep for days. I came in here and I was like a zombie.
Oh, darling. I remember that. I had to keep giving you coffee.
Isaac's just too hard for that shit.
He is. But no, yeah, I had a bit of an interaction with my meds, I think, having the cold and flu tablets. You should always check with a pharmacist.
You should. And this is a good lesson because we Googled the fucking
side effects
or the interactions, and there were a few. One was heart attack.
Basically, it gave me like a mini panic attack. I would never say it was a full blown panic attack. That's a bit drastic, but yeah. I was definitely up there for something so minor.
And you said for the last 2 days that your heart was fluttering.
I said, oh, I don't feel right. I feel real like I have my normal daily anxiety, and I was just up. I was.
Do you feel different today now that you're off the pseudos?
I feel a little bit more myself. Yeah. Like I was just really off and I was just feeling, I had like an incredibly sad moment just out of the blue where I went, oh, and I was just like, what is the point?
Oh,
real deep.
And all over this fucking playpen.
This was over a playpen. So that's when I knew, and then okay, something's going on.
You started demanding.
I had it. I was like, it had to get out of the house. I can't look at it anymore. And I'm pacing back and forth. So now it's on our deck.
That is why, Caleb, when you turned up this morning, you go, why is that on the deck? That's why.
I couldn't look at it anymore. I could see another mum doing it and I'd go, oh, yeah, that's sweet. But for some reason, like I've offered it to friends of ours. Like I think it's fine if you want to use it. But for whatever reason, it triggered something in me and I can't look at this fucking playpen ever again in my life. I want to burn it.
It did take up a lot of the house too. So that was like one of the
putting him in it, it felt like I was throwing him into like a daycare where all of the staff are men.
Remember I said that on a video and I got so much hate about that.
That's bullshit.
All from creepy dudes who want to be... Look after kids.
Nah, sorry. I don't care if you get cancelled for that or if I get cancelled. No, I agree. A man in a daycare centre.
Get out of it. Primary school's fine.
Primary school's fine. Go for it.
It's just like, what are you doing, man? Nah. At that age, they need their dads. They need their dads at home and they need that male interaction at home.
Not at the daycare, they don't.
But you need some...
Sorry.
Some mother-loving...
get the men out of there. I'm sorry.
Get them
get
out
on
of
a building
there.
Site.
Get a job, you losers.
I think
that is the place because it's a caring place. I think that's
men
the place
aren't caring.
Men are
very
fucking
few
pigs.
Of you are. A lot of
every
them suck.
Man I know sucks.
A lot of them suck.
And
I've
got leprosy. Claire's been trying to fix herself all week.
I have.
And there was one moment this week, because you've been sick for about a week. Addie was sick for a week. I've been sick for about 4 days. I held out for a little bit. I put that down to the ice baths. But then I said to Claire, it's Monday night. We've got to do what we normally do. And she spat in my mouth and I smiled. And I just smiled. I did. And then I got sick. But Claire tried to fix herself. We take our vitamins and we do all that type of stuff. And Claire gets on the fucking speed. And me, apparently, as well. And... So we gave Addy some pseudoephedrine too, which
we
was good.
We did not.
He hasn't slept in a year.
Oh.
Hey, baby. He's 6 months next week. Oh, my God. Oh, Caleb, I was going to ask, can we get a photo out the front of our house? Not
oh,
for
yeah.
this.
You same, people, yeah, no, I remember the same one. Same shot. Yeah, that's cool.
If we could do that before you leave today, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you bring your camera or not?
No. Why would I bring my camera?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Well, can we do it another day?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be today.
I can go back and get it.
No, it doesn't have to be today. Just... Anyway, back to the podcast.
Welcome to our world.
This is how our mind works. We've got to talk about the things we've got to talk about when we talk about them. So, yes, Dickie decides to cook up a nutritious meal. And she, I don't know where you heard this. You started reading about something. You tried to find a, and I don't think it's incorrect, but I just don't know how effective it would be in the short term.
I haven't been myself this week, okay?
So Claire went out and bought chicken bone broth, chicken soup, and she combined those, which sounds good. Chicken soup, cool.
Sounds good in theory,
bone broth, good for the gut, all that type of stuff. Then she cooked up, no, not toasted. She just put them in the microwave, two English muffins and two hard-boiled eggs. And I walk in. I wonder if I took – I did take a photo. Caleb, can we get your initial reaction to this meal?
Full-blown pizza. Full-blown prison food. Full-blown pizza. It's all prison food.
It's coming through. I wonder if everyone heard that on the podcast. That's the airdrop guy. That's good. Okay, can you rate this meal?
Oh.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Where to go? Can you describe this meal to Eric and the pseudo-effigens in the background? No,
wait, send it to me again.
Did you get it or not?
No, I fucking bugged out.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the pseudo's in the background. The eggs are split. Oh, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by airdrop. I love that noise.
Oh, Addy looks so beautiful.
Did it work?
I think Addie's hair is looking a little bit lighter.
I don't know if Caleb's reacting to the light hair or the eggs.
No, I'm just
I think his hair is looking light. Yes, please go on. Please describe to the our millions of fans.
Oh my god,
Dixon's schmozzle.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty bad. Like that's fucked. You didn't even butter the fucking bread.
Yes, I did. I melted it.
No, I'm not shushing you. I'm shushing you.
Oh, I'm going to put that up. We'll see what everyone reckons in the comments.
Yeah, make sure that's in there because...
would you eat this prison food?
Would you eat this? Even if it did guarantee you health, I don't know if I'd eat it. Nah, it was fine. See, all of those things on their own, marvellous. It was just the... I think it was just the inclusion of the hard-boiled eggs randomly placed on the English muffin. Because if they were fried eggs, you'd be like, yeah, cool. If they were poached eggs, you'd be like, yeah, no worries. But hard-boiled... You've lost your absolute shit, woman.
I was looking up how to get better, and I started looking at all these homestead mothers and the food they eat.
What's a homestead mother?
These homestead women, they're making fucking sourdough and broth. And
you haven't made any sourdough
this week.
I can't
do any fucking thing. I boiled some eggs. That's the extent
of it. No, you boiled them well.
So I boiled some eggs, and then I got out my little muffins, and I buttered them, and I put them in the microwave. I know I'm a piece of shit. It's not beyond me. I had me broth and soup, which was quite nice. But I thought, no, I need more eggs in my diet. I don't eat enough eggs. And I hate cooking. I hate cooking. So I went, fuck it. I'm going to boil up a batch of eggs and just eat two eggs a day.
How many did you boil up?
Four. That's a batch.
Yeah, it is a batch. It's a baker's batch.
Well, we only had six left and I wanted you to have some left, you hero.
You're beautiful.
Yeah. I tried to have some eggs because I'm trying to be healthy. And it backfired.
I thought it was weird how you blended up the shells and ate them afterwards.
I didn't do that. We tried the shells with the dogs, though. It's meant to be good for them. Yeah, and they didn't really like it. No.
And they just crushed them up with their teeth and left them on the kitchen floor. I was like, what?
I had snot coming up. I'll get some toilet paper.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. And we've run out of tissues.
We have no
in
tissues.
I'll zoom into that.
We've run out of tissues and we're running out of toilet paper because we've been blowing our nose that much. And Claire's been eating so many boiled eggs, she's been blowing out the bogger. Blowing out the bogger. I'll tell you what, though, we have been trying to watch a new show on Netflix that we have watched the other series, Sex Education.
Oh, don't even fucking stop me.
So Sex Education is a very popular show. It's got four seasons out. And we enjoyed the first three seasons, right? Like it was a bit, you know, a bit different, a bit woke, you would say, a little bit progressive. Which is fine. Like
the original was good progressive, though.
Well, they had like, you know, they had the straight cast members and they had there was one or two gay guys and one or two lesbians and one like non-binary and everyone was like, yeah, that makes sense. That's
okay if there's a couple, you know.
Because in reality, there are a couple. But now in season four, everyone is flaming. Everyone's trans, everyone's bi, gay, and that's great. That's beautiful. But it doesn't reflect on reality. And when everyone's just fucking super, like everyone's, every female character has a dick and I don't know what to do. Like, okay, and a lot of people be like, yeah, well, just get over it. Well, what happens if your fucking favourite TV show, The Big Bang Theory, maybe, Caleb? What if it turns out that all the chicks on that have dicks? Will that's you be wrong. Like, yeah, that's cool.
Penny. It's just not... Penny. It's just not interesting. The storylines and the characters aren't fun anymore. None of it's good.
Did you finish it?
No. No. We watched two episodes.
Once we saw Hannah Gadsby's fucking in it. What's the go there?
I forgot about that. Yeah. Hannah Gadsby's
her
in season four.
Is as bad as her stand-up.
I imagine she eats pussy terribly.
I don't think she'd do any fucking thing.
Well, she's a lesbian, isn't she?
She's I reckon a bit of
everything. She'd eat that. She'd be bad at it. Like I reckon she'd eat it like a drunk man... eating a works burger.
She looks like Carl Sanderlands.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
when he was real heavy.
Oh, not just heavy. Real heavy.
Like, she's not even funny. And I'm watching this. Like, it made me angry.
This is the thing. And I've said this before, but it's got to feel weird to know you're only in a show because of your sexuality.
Yes.
Like, don't you think that's weird?
I don't like it.
It's the same when, like, female comedians are like, finally, some women on the lineup. You're like, you're only on the lineup because of your gender.
I don't like that. That makes... I think that's sexist right there.
It
don't
is.
It's like inviting the loser kid to your party that no one wants there, but you're like, no, we've got to include everybody.
It's really...
No.
It's really shit. Like, isn't it? It's like looking down
backhander.
On someone. It is a
earn your fucking place, whether you're a fucking woman, man, piglet. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yes, Caleb?
I'm sending you the Hannah Gadsby's missus.
Oh, no.
I want to know what your reaction is.
Okay. She's not good looking, is she? If she is.
She is a fucking bold statement.
She's a bold statement.
No.
How are you sending it to
me?
It's coming, I bet.
It's coming.
Yeah, no, I'm sad that the show has been ruined because I really liked it to begin with.
Well, our mate Morgan put it perfectly. He works for NBN.
Shout out to Morgan.
Just shout out to him in the news. And he said, like, it's a real punish to watch because there's no character development. They're just trans.
It's just trans people, which is fine. But the storyline, shit, none of it's good.
No.
Are you going to finish it?
No.
I can't. Oh,
We couldn't finish. Like, I couldn't finish it. Kira finished it. And the ending is just fucking atrocious.
What happens in the end?
If you skip forward if you don't want spoilers.
Yep, spoilers for Sex Education, guys. I'll give you a minute to switch off.
Okay.
Go
basically,
everyone's trans.
Basically, there's no closure with any of the characters. Maeve moves away and lives somewhere else. And
good.
Otis stays single.
Oh,
shocking.
God.
Shocking.
Yeah. What about the bit where he wouldn't send the dick pic?
Why is it flaccid?
What an idiot.
That was the highlight of the episode.
I was like, that's the most, it's not even like.
I liked when they all kept saying, why is it flaccid? That was the highlight of the series.
It was very funny.
The rest of it was just diabolical. The scenery was the best part. Them riding their little bicycles to school was the only bit of the show I fucking enjoyed.
Yeah, iPhone BB.
Yeah, I'm iPhone BB.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you anything about Adam and his dad. They just kind of just...
That's Hannah Gadsby's missus.
Yeah, how good's that?
She looks all right, like, for her. You got to remember, Hannah Gadsby looks like a security guard at a Subway. Like, she doesn't... So for her to pull that, like, it worked.
I'm actually impressed.
That's not bad.
Someone's away.
Atticus, go back to sleep.
He's going straight for the mic too.
I love how when he wakes up, a lot of the time he just looks at me. He's like, a big smile
I love
on
his
face.
Smile.
Hey baby.
Oh Gadsby.
Hey sweetie pie.
Oh, there's just so many funnier. Well, there's not many, but surely there's funnier female comedians they could have chosen.
There's not.
Put Catherine Ryan on it.
Catherine Ryan's really good, actually. She would have been great in that show. Okay, she's British number one, so she would have fit right in.
She's attractive, so they probably wouldn't have put her on there. Because she's too normal looking.
Okay, I don't want to be a dick and say about the whole, with the trans scene, like they shouldn't be trans characters. But
no, that's fine.
There's like, if you take the entire
make
population.
Make them interesting, but.
Yeah, give them a story, give them a background. Don't just go, well, here's fucking Abby and her real name's Greg.
I thought that it was a, how do I word this? Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh no. I thought she was a born female. It took me a while to realise that she was trans. She did well.
She did do well.
She did do
but
well.
But then when you notice it, the one thing that stood out to me was the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
The Addy apple.
Hello, darling.
Chicken
boy.
Poo. Hello, chicken poo.
Excuse me. You were having a little sleep. Yes, you were. You tell everyone, you say, yep, that show's been ruined. Mummy and Daddy going back to Seinfeld as per usual.
What about this? Claire won't watch the last episode of Seinfeld.
Never will.
It's a two-parter.
Don't want to watch it.
Here's our little boy, by the way.
Oh, look.
There you go.
Come on, chicken.
What's your head? Beautiful boy.
What's your head? Will duck
hi,
end up?
Bugalaga.
There we go. Aww. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Atticus. We call him Atticus because the lady on the phone, we were booking tickets to America. She goes, and your infant Atticus.
Atticus?
So now I call him Atticus. I chase him around the house going, Atticus.
We call him Couscous before.
Yeah, I call him Couscous too. Couscous.
Hey, beautiful boy. But no, the whole thing, I think that a lot of people, they're probably too afraid to say what we just said, but I think a lot of people would have lost interest with sex education because it was too woke. And I don't like just saying woke loosely because it makes you sound like
it loses
fuckwit
all,
sometimes.
All
everyone
meaning.
Says it. But I feel like that's the exact way to describe it. It went too woke and it lost everything.
Even the season before that was starting to get a bit
it
of
was.
A stretch.
Yeah. It was, wasn't it?
Oh, so was, what was that other show?
Yeah.
That went heaps ridiculous during the coronavirus time.
Oh, that one with the doctor on it that we loved.
With the autistic doctor.
Oh, fucking good doctor.
Yeah.
It lost it.
That was really good. And then then one of the guys died and it was one of the best.
You watching
characters.
Daddy.
Hey, baby.
A bubba.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Sometimes with shows, I feel like less is more. So you look at Fawlty Towers. What is there? 7 episodes?
There's not many episodes of Fawlty Towers. One of the most famous. Mm-hmm. How many? Can you look up how many episodes of Fawlty Towers is? There's not many.
I'm going to say 7 or 9.
What are you doing?
Oh, whoa, whoa. There's not many.
Can you pass me his little pigeon?
Whereas some people, there's just. I feel like when you do too many, you just run out of story.
Well,
unless
yeah.
it's Scrubs.
And this is why
that was pretty
I
good.
Think I take issue with the Scrubs was good. This is and so was Seinfeld, but they knew when to duck out.
Yes.
I think that's why I take issue with this writer's strike in America.
Oh.
They all want more money. They all want we'll fucking have a go. Stop writing. Stop putting Hannah Gadsby in shows.
There's 12 episodes. 12
episodes.
12?
2.5 hour episodes.
It's a great show. I watched it only recently because we went and saw John Cleese in Newcastle at a show.
And Addie Boy went
That
to
was Addie's first comedy show was John Cleese, which was pretty cool.
Nice. Bit of a flex for him.
We only stayed for half of it.
Yeah.
And that may freak people out, but we just
it
went
It was
in
too
there.
Late for Little Man. It I just wanted him to be
goobers.
In the same room.
It was
with
too
him.
Late for Little Goobers. Yeah.
Oh, there's Little
Hey, Sweetie Pie. Yeah, it was very cool for him. But anyway, yeah. So they stopped that after 12 episodes, and it was one of the most popular sitcoms, mm-hmm. if you can call it that. I guess it's British, whatever, British comedies of all time.
The Brits and do comedy better than anyone.
I tell you what, I think of all the shows that we've ever watched, I love Seinfeld.
Oh.
I love, Mad Men's a great show. But I tell you what, a lot of the ones that rate really highly with me, are British.
They're all British. Me too.
Like Midsummer Murders is great.
Yep.
I don't care what anyone says.
Doc Martin's pretty lit.
I still haven't watched Doc Martin. Missing out. Downton Abbey's amazing.
Yep.
Bent Coppers. Which is, what is that show called?
If you know, you know.
I can't remember what the show
is. Oh, Dad'd know.
But the catchphrase in it is, catch them bent coppers.
The Brits just do it
they
better. Are You
it.
Being Served?
Are You Being Served's a great show.
Open All Hours.
Keeping Up Appearances. And when you made me watch Keeping Up Appearances, and then I realised this is one of the best shows of all time.
I've got a pretty...
Sheridan!
I've got a pretty good palette with the
Have
older...
You, watched, you do. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Do you... I do it all the time. I'm a piece of shit.
That's all right.
Have you watched, Caleb... Keeping Up Appearances?
No, I haven't seen any of those shows. The closest I've seen was fucking Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz is great. Claire refuses to watch it.
I don't want
to
watch it.
You're missing out.
I know. It's
okay.
A great movie.
And Shaun of the Dead, also a great movie.
Doesn't like zombies. She doesn't
like
zombies.
They're funny zombies.
They're funny. They're sexy zombies. Stupid sexy zombies.
Yeah, no, so what's the show called?
Keeping Up Appearances.
So
watch
funny.
One episode. Everyone do me
it's
a favour.
Classic.
Let me know in the comment section. Watch one episode
it's that
of
Bucket Woman.
Keeping Up Appearances. And I guarantee it's not a show you sit down and watch and go, wow, that really spoke
She's
to me.
Old.
Yes, it is.
She is old.
It speaks to me. My whole personality is from watching these shows because I had no friends growing up. I'd sit
You've
at
got
home
a great personality.
And watch all of these shows religiously.
Where do you watch it?
I'd watch it
in
the
lounge room.
No, I mean on the fucking streaming.
Oh, I was like in the lounge room.
I think it's on.
Blow the dust off your DVD player.
Don't know what
and
you're
insert
say.
The disc.
It'll tell you if you Google Keeping Up Appearances and streaming, it'll tell you where
Just
it is.
Just get BritBox by.
So you guys actually watched it on DVD? That's pretty cool.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. But we We might.
Have. I used to.
Hey, Bubba, thank you for pulling my beard. God, he loves doing this.
Are You Being Served is probably the one that I've watched the longest.
To ad nauseum. In fact, once we were in Frankston, I'm about to do a show in Frankston too. You should definitely
you
come and see me there.
Tell this story. I'm all for being open on this podcast, but this is just too much.
Well, no, I won't tell it. Claire was having a moment involving sickness, and I walked in to see the sickness, and she was watching. Was Everybody Loves Raymond?
Are you being served?
Just to calm herself down.
It's my self-soothing autism show.
She had food poisoning. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'll let Atticus take us out today.
Oh.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us on the Mum and Dad Show, episode 60. God, I'm getting huge. Good grief. I'm 6 months old this week and I'm really killing it in a life. I started solids last week. Mum and Dad have really made a fucking mess, let me tell you. Daddy's got to stop swearing because I'm starting to understand words. Good grief.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Catch us on Spotify and iTunes. And we'll see you next time, losers. Get licked. Bye.
Oh.